workers' comp that works for you.
ESPN Radio 1100 and 100.9 FM is KWWN Las Vegas, K265EZ.
But head coach Tony Sanchez,
no matter what the situation, no matter what the score at the time, play each and every single down.
And Mike Pritchard.
This is a new era. This is an exciting era, too, for UNLV football.
Yours truly, Russ Langer, live from Born and Raised, the official home of the Rebels on the road.
He's going to run. Left side. Got some room.
I don't care if you're playing five snaps, you're playing 50 snaps.
Toward the pylon, and he is.
Every snap that you play is pivotal in our success.
In for a Rebel touchdown.
These young guys are stepping up and saying, yes, this is it. I believe in a system. We're buying it.
The fumble is at the goal line. Picked up by the Rebels. Touchdown, UNLV.
It's a really impressive group when it comes to the way they've accepted the coaching and accepted the direction that we're going.
It's the Tony Sanchez Show on the Rebel IMG Sports Network, presented by Findlay Toyota. We'll do anything to sell you a car. Over the next hour, hear from your coach about all the latest in UNLV football. To join the show, text BAR. Then your question for Coach Sanchez to 71855. The Tony Sanchez Show is also brought to you by Born and Raised, the official home of the Rebels on the road. Country Financial. Take charge of owning your future with Country Financial. Call your local rep at 1-866-COUNTRY or visit ownyourfuture.com. And by NV Energy. NV Energy is proud to sponsor the Governor's Series because we're fans too. Now, here's your host, the voice of the Rebels, Russ Langer.
Live from Born and Raised, the official home of the Rebels on the road, alongside head coach Tony Sanchez and my broadcast partner for all the Rebel broadcasts, home and road, throughout the 2016 Rebel football season, Mike Pritchard. And we're here at Born and Raised, the official home of the Rebels on the road, where they've got an upgraded TV system with new kind of audio. Everything is kind of improved here. They don't need to improve the food much. It's already outstanding, right, Pritch?
Oh, absolutely. I went appetizer route today.
You did?
Because it's happy hour. I mean, you get the happy hour, you got the $5 appetizers. So the boneless chicken wings, crazy good.
I see there's a plate stacked underneath. You've had a couple of those.
I had a couple. I've dove in already. And then the...
talk about stacking the box.
Bratwurst bites.
Those were good.
And puff pastry? Who does that? Born and Raised does that.
Here.
And then mac and cheese bites. I know. I'm totally unhealthy. Hey,
sometimes you just got to go for it, though,
right.
You know? Absolutely.
Yeah. Coach, how you doing?
Doing good.
Practice Tuesday looked like a spirited bunch out there.
You know, it was. And then, you know, part of it is just, you know, creating that energy. We got to get that energy back. So today, we're in full pads today, so we did a lot of competitive things. Obviously, we do our normal routine, but we did the Rebel drill, which is a real combative drill. Did a lot of one-on-ones, did a lot of tempo stuff live, one-on-ones. And so we had a real spirited practice today. Felt a lot of energy in it, and it's good. It's needed.
All right, we have a lot of ground to cover today. We're going to touch on the Rebels' game against an overtime against Idaho. We're going to go into depth about Fresno State. We've actually have two Rebel players for interviews today. First half of the show, we're going to talk to Mark Phillippe, Bishop Gorman guy, who scored a touchdown in the Rebel game against Idaho. And in the second half of the show, we got Devontae Boyd, New Orleans native, who's he touched briefly on his Saints. He didn't want to stay on that subject too long, but. Obviously one of the really valuable players on the team. So we got two chats with you. We're going to go over all of that a little bit more in depth as we move forward. The interview sections are brought to you by Born and Raised, of course, the official home of the Rebels on the road. And we'll start with the game against Idaho. And Coach, you've been talking about it all week, what a profound disappointment this was for the team as you try to get them refocused and getting ready for conference play.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Obviously I was extremely upset after the game, and we talked about it on Sunday, but, from there we exercised and we moved on, and we're totally focused. Sitting here Wednesday now, we're totally dialed in on Fresno State, but, reflecting back, that it was a very disappointing game. The hard thing is, we did so many good things. I mean, we outgained them by over almost 150 yards, ran the ball for over 350 yards. It's just we can't get out of the turnovers and penalties on defense. When we go back and you really dissect and reflect the film, you look and say, my goodness, right away, we have three and out. Then the second series, we throw a pick six, very easily could have done two picks in a row. And then we drive down, have a fourth down with an open guy, and we miss him. And then the next series, we throw a pick that leads to a touchdown. So that's how our night started. So defense played well, getting three and outs, and Then you get into the second half, and there was a bunch of penalties that you had, you know, at unopportune times. I mean, we have a roughing the passer on a second down that's going to end up being a third and long. Instead, they get the first down. On that same drive, we have a guy jump off sides that leads to a touchdown. We have another drive later on where we got an opportunity to roll tackle on the sidelines. We tackle a little high. Hand goes into the face mask. You know, pass interference one, you know, you watch it on film, you can kind of live with it a little bit. I mean, it's one of those deals where he's in pretty decent position. He's got to turn and play the ball, and that was one of the problems too. So there's things that we did that we can fix. We've got to be more disciplined. We have to have better ball security. 3 weeks in a row, we've had two interceptions, and they've led to touchdowns or points at least for the other team. So we have to do a better job of protecting the football.
Now, you touched on some of the things that did not go right in that game. But one thing that Pritch and I were talking about during the broadcast, and we touched on a little bit with you after the game, it seemed like quite a few times Idaho was able to get success with the shallow crossing route.
Yeah.
And then that's ultimately the play that ended the game.
It was. I mean, they worked a little high-low situation. We have to do a better job of squeezing out as the linebackers. And really, the near side guy's got to go ahead and redirect them. And then the backside backer's got to step up into that hole. We're getting lost, and we're drifting too far and not seeing where that shallow crosser's coming across. So we've got to do a better job with it.
You know, it's interesting, Coach, because what you just described, you can read the stats, and you're right. 364 yards rushing, over 500 yards total offense. But then when you go down to the red zone, 2 of 5 scoring touchdowns, I guess the red zone is where you probably want to improve there, certainly. But when you talk about this game, and I think there's a perception out there, okay, you're talking about a team maybe in the Mountain West Conference, but you're talking about a team against your team against Idaho, and the perception is, okay, wait a minute, you're not supposed to be making those kind of mistakes, or these things aren't supposed to be happening against Idaho.
Well, you know, they've happened. You know, we've made our little mistakes against everybody. It's not just Idaho. I mean, you know, throughout the course of the year, you know, we've made some mistakes, and that's part of, you know, maturing, you know, especially on offense. You know, I've said it again. You know, I mean, you know, we're doing a lot of really good things with a really young group of guys, you know, and even though Johnny's a little bit older, you know, he's got to do a better job with ball security and reading things. You know, you cannot throw the ball to receivers. You have to read defenders and throw into spaces, and we're looking down guys, not seeing the full field, and we're throwing balls right to guys, and it's unfortunate that he doesn't have an opportunity to kind of make up for it this week with the injury, so he's out. But, you know, Dalton's ready to go. He's had a good week of practice. We spent a lot of time talking about that stuff. But, you know, let's face it. You know, I mean, if we're being honest with ourselves, well, who can we really overlook? I mean, the last time UNLV played those guys in Idaho, we lost 35-7.
Right.
It wasn't even close, you know. And believe me, it shouldn't be close, and it should be the other way. Unfortunately, it's not. We're still trying to get out of our own way. So we're a program definitely in transition, trying to, you know, learn how to win and do things the right way. We compete. We compete every single week. One of the reporters asked me this week, is there a heart issue? There's no heart issue. Our kids have played their guts out and don't make it number two. But we got to play smarter football. We have to execute at a higher level. You know, and if we do those things, which I believe we will, you know, we'll find those wins. But we need to hurry up and do it fast.
Yeah, but is there any sense, though, like, so you face UCLA and, okay, that's UCLA. Then you face Central Michigan and maybe, okay, that was a little bit different. But then the expectation about playing Idaho, any sense from the fellas on the team that, okay, it's Idaho, we're going to be all right? Or is it what you mentioned? Look, we cannot take any opponent on our schedule that way.
Well, I'll tell you what, it was a glaring mistake if our guys did feel that way. You know what I mean? You know, it's one of those deals with coaches. You're constantly reminding them, you know, who we are. And, we can't take anybody lightly. I mean, you got to remember who we are, you know. And our guys have done a pretty good job of, not playing down to the competition, you know, when we played some of those teams. But, you know, I think Idaho's a better team than maybe some of those guys thought that they were. I mean, you know, they're not a terrible team. I mean, they're not a team that, you know, I think we needed to go out and struggle with and lose to. But at the same time, I got to take my hat off to them. They came out and they beat us. So I'm not going to sit here and say, well, we're better. We should have done A, B, C, and D. We got to play better if we're going to beat anybody. If we're going to win this game against Fresno this week, we have to go out, execute at a high level. We have to protect the football. And those are the biggest things. I mean, even when you look at the UCLA game, you know, we throw a pick that ends up getting run back to the 12-yard line, and then they score. Well, at the end of the game, you know, rather than being down 7, you're tied 7. You know, I mean, you look at this last game, and when you spot them 10 points, you're down 10. We chased those points all night long. We finally got ourselves back into it and couldn't finish. But, you know, you can't get in a situation where you're constantly chasing your tail.
You tied them up. You had a chance at the end of regulation. Take us through that last series and then into the overtime.
Well, you know, frustrating. First play, you get a real nice run down to the 8-yard line, mm-hmm. So you're in a pretty good situation. run the ball on first down. On second down, we throw basically a touchdown pass, and we drop it. We run a flare pass, and we got it sealed. We've sealed the linebacker. We're going to literally walk into the end zone, and we drop the ball, you know. And this is one of our best kids, you know, so I'm not going to bring his name up, you know, because we wouldn't be in that situation without him. But it's competitive maturity, making the play when it matters, you know. And then we get the third down, and we throw the ball out to Woods over there, you know, in the corner. And, you know, I thought that we probably should have got another play after that one, but I'll leave it at that. You know, they end up kicking the field goal. And then defensively, you go out there and you hold them. You get in a great third down situation. You get a quarterback scramble. They get the first down, hit the shallow dragger, and all of a sudden, game's over. You know, yeah. So it's as simple as that. But even in overtime, you look at it and go, like, God, you know, we control it. I mean, we got the ball first, right? You know, we throw a nice ball out into the flats. You know, nice call by Coach Cotton. You know, going to walk right in, and we don't make the play. You know, so at the end of the day, if we're going to win these games, you know, we got to make plays when they matter, you know. So we fought ourselves out of a hole, got right back in, and we don't make the play when it matters. So, you know, again, if we're going to move forward and progress and, you know, win football games, we're going to have to make those plays.
We're going to take our first break with head coach Tony Sanchez and Mike Pritchard. After this break, we're going to have our conversation with fullback Mark Phillippe out of Bishop Gorman. He's going to discuss a little of his background, playing for Coach Sanchez both there and now with the Rebels. And also, he's spent like 7 years with you, something like
that. We spent a long time together. It was good seeing him catch a touchdown.
Yeah, we're going to talk about
and
that.
And first down.
Yeah, first down. And we're going to talk about that with Mark Phillippe and also his feelings on the upcoming game against Fresno State, the conference opener. And that's going to come up right after this on the Rebel IMG Sports Network.
Thank you for calling Born and Raised.
Hi, are you going to be showing the Rebel game today?
Of course. We're the official home of the Rebels on the road.
Great. What are your specials?
Enjoy $3 Coors Lights, $4 Blue Moons, $18 Coors Light Towers, and a Best of Las Vegas award-winning menu. Between our 160-inch projection screen and TVs throughout the bar and patio, you won't miss a play from any seat at Born and Raised. Just don't forget to wear your Rebel red.
And you're on Warm Springs between Buffalo and Durango, right?
Yep, and a second location now open in Henderson on St. Rose and Eastern.
When I say I'll do anything to sell you a car, I really mean it. Want a low monthly lease? Let's take a look. Maybe you'd rather have no money down. We have programs available. How about 0% interest for the term of your loan? We'll work hard to get it done. We're the largest Toyota dealer in Nevada. We have a very large selection and very low prices. Come in today. I'm John Barr, and like I said before, I'll do anything to sell you a car.
We'll do anything to sell you a car.
There's a company out there dedicated to renewable energy for Nevada. A company utilizing 40 solar, wind, geothermal, and other projects across the state, adding jobs and providing enough clean energy to power 750,000 homes at once. So just who is this company providing so much renewable energy for Nevada? Well, you might be surprised. It's NV Energy.
Emerald Island Casino, the jewel of Henderson, Nevada's only all-penny casino. The locals' number one choice since 2003. Like a typical island, it seems far away, but it's paradise. Emerald Island Casino, where you can win while winning with their everyday real cash bonuses. Your rewards points can be used locally for everything from pizza to car washes. And the Emerald Island Grill is open 24/7 whenever you're hungry. Emerald Island Casino, 120 Market Street in the heart of downtown Henderson.
Rebel fans, send your questions to Coach Sanchez via text. Text BAR, then your question to 71855. Now, back to Born and Raised and your host, Russ Langer.
Mark, let's start with your days at Bishop Gorman. As you look back, what are some of the things that stand out for you?
The things that stand out with me that, you know, I like to look back and remember are all the big-time games we were able to play with Coach Sanchez and traveling around playing schools from other states. And also just the playing in front of the Gorman community. You know, we had a bunch of people always there supporting us. And in all those big-time games we played, we had people travel out or, you know, fill the stadium. So it was nice playing in front of a community that really valued us and appreciated us and, you know, gave us a chance to play football or high school football at a really high level. So.
Now, when you came here, obviously you're coming into a program that doesn't have that kind of tradition, but how do you make that adjustment? I mean, sometimes you get athletes who are played at a certain level, they're used to success, and sometimes getting used to something that is not as successful as what they're used to can be a real challenge.
Yeah, I think you just got to really remain focused on everything you can control. When I came in, you know, I was a young kid coming in, redshirted my first year, so all I could really control was just my attitude, my effort each day. And as long as, you know, I took care of myself, hopefully that would influence, you know, the kids around me to do the same thing. And when you get a bunch of kids doing that, you know, that's what changes the program. So that's always been my philosophy and the way I've thought of my transition from Gorman to UNLV. I'm glad I came here. I'm glad I've been given this opportunity, you know, every day. So there's nothing I would change about it. And that was my strategy when I first came in. I'm doing the same thing, you know, and I'm a senior, so.
Coach Sanchez, obviously a big part of your life. Talk about, if you would, what it's like playing for someone like that with that high level of intensity.
Yeah, it's going to be 6 years going on with him seven almost of him coaching me. You know, it's always nice having somebody around that who demands the most and expects the most out of you. There's no complacency. You know, he knows when I'm giving my full effort. And it's always nice playing for somebody who you know that cares about you too. So I've always thought he brought the best out in me, and you know, I'm excited that I've had 6 or 7 years with him so far, and I think he's made me a better player for it.
Fullback Mark Phillippe, our guest on this portion of the show. Mark, we're going to talk about the upcoming game against Fresno State, but just a word about the Idaho game. You did get to score a touchdown, and give us an idea. Take us through the play and the feeling beyond the play.
It was a play-action play that was based off a run we've been running for the last three games. So I had a feeling I wouldn't be, you know, they wouldn't be expecting it. So we ran the play. I wasn't covered at first, caught the ball, and there was a guy waiting for me, and I just lowered my shoulder, you know, dove over the pylon. It was a good feeling. I was glad I could, you know, help my team out. It's always nice being a fullback and getting the ball, being able to score. It's not a common thing usually. So I was appreciative that Johnny threw me a good ball, and, you know, I was able to put some points on the board for my team.
And this upcoming game against Fresno State, a couple of things to cover. First of all, the Rebels now are going to go with a different quarterback because of the injury to Johnny Stanton. As you view the offense, what are your impressions?
I'm excited for Dalton Snead to be able to take the reins and see what he can do. He's a high-energy guy. You know, you always know he's giving 100%. I think he'll be fine with the offense. You know, it's just we recruit good quarterbacks, so it's just another guy going in there. One guy goes down, another guy needs to step up. And, you know, we're doing the same things we were going to do with Johnny, so there's no real difference. And I think everybody looks up to him as a leader, and, you know, we're excited. We hope Johnny gets better, but, you know, Dalton and Kurt are going to be the next guys up, and we're excited for, you know, that they get an opportunity to lead the team too.
Coach Sanchez just described Dalton as being kind of a character in some ways, which, I mean, may be cause for concern on the part of some, but maybe that maybe under the circumstances that might help a little bit.
Nothing bad about the word, you know, the way he used character. He's, you know, a funny kid. He's got a lot of confidence. He's got a lot of swagger. You know he's going to give 100%. So it's fun watching him play even when we scrimmaged. One of the two times he ran a touchdown, lowered his shoulder, and ran a DB over. So that's the kind of spunk he has. He'll, you know, lay it all on the line, and you know he's given his all. So that's why, you know, everybody on the team respects him and is excited for him, and that's what I think he means by character, and I think it's going to help us out. So.
What about Fresno State?
You know, they're similar situation. We watched some of their film. I know two of the linebackers. You know, they play physical. And you know they want to win too, so it's gonna be a tough game. We're gonna need to run the ball, establish a run, and you know play turnover free and score when we're in scoring situations, red zone, green zone. You know, and that's kind of our, you know, the generic keys to victory, but they're true for every team we play. So you know, it's gonna be a good game. We need to win the game so we get back on, you know, on the win train and you know keep the roll going.
Mark, I appreciate it. Thanks a lot.
All right, appreciate it. Thank you.
Mark Phillippe, fullback, senior fullback for the Rebels, our guest on this portion of the show. We'll be back with a whole lot more on the Rebel IMG Sports Network.
When you're driving, do you ever wonder what's just beyond the horizon? A secluded beach? A great hiking spot? A mom-and-pop diner you've never been to before? AAA Insurance gives you the freedom to chase the horizon knowing AAA has your back. Get an insurance quote today, and AAA will give you a free road trip day pack for all your adventures. Visit a AAA branch, call 1-800-JOIN-AAA, or go to AAA.com/roadtrip to get a quote. Offer good through September 30th. One day pack per household while supplies last. Certain restrictions apply.
At Country Financial, we want to know, what does owning your future sound like? Because whether that future involves mastering your mom's famous sugar cookies, finishing your first 5K.
Way to go, Mom!
Or sailing around the Caribbean. Those sounds are unique to you. It's why at Country Financial, we listen. So we're ready to help you make a plan with insurance and financial solutions that help you own your future, no matter whether it sounds like touring through Tuscany, taking vacation selfies with the kids, or enjoying the first summer in your first house. To explore what your future sounds like, visit ownyourfuture.com and find a local Country Financial representative today.
You couldn't miss that wedding, birthday party, or whatever event you felt obligated to attend. So you missed the game. And more importantly, the game program. Not to worry. IMGproducts.net has got you covered with official programs and yearbooks from many of the nation's top schools, plus conference and NCAA championships. Visit our new IMGproducts.net website to browse the hundreds of publications available. IMGproducts.net. We've got you covered.
Live from Born and Raised, it's the Tony Sanchez Show on the Rebel IMG Sports Network. Alongside the coach, here's the voice of the Rebels, Russ Langer.
And along also with Mr. Mike Pritchard, a reminder that with the new Contour Sports app from Cox, you can watch a game live and track multiple games at once, all right there on your TV. The sports app is part of the new Contour from Cox. Hurry to a Cox Solution store or visit cox.com/contour to learn more. And a reminder, Findlay Toyota knows what it takes to win. In fact, Findlay Toyota has won every Toyota award. Come in and see the difference. Findlay Toyota is the largest Toyota dealer in Nevada and a member of Toyota's President's Cabinet for the third straight year. Where are we? We're at Born and Raised, the official home of the Rebels on the road. When Rebel football is on the road, Born and Raised is the best place to watch, enjoy their award-winning menu and drink specials. Now with two locations, where we are right now, Warm Springs between Buffalo and Durango and St. Rose and Eastern. And speaking of Born and Raised, they have an upgraded viewing experience here with great new audio. Just come on in. It's fabulous. And if you thought it was good before, it's even better right now. And we mentioned the food, which is off the charts. So, all right, Pritch. All right, what's the latest scouting report on what you got right there?
Oh, there's no scouting report needed. I mean, it's a straight attack on these boneless chicken wings. And like Coach was talking about, man, we're doing a show right now, so I got to have to hold back. But as soon as the show's over, I mean, those things are going to be gone. I mean, what's the game plan? The game plan is just go straight forward. Belly play right up the middle.
There you go. Right. All right. You can't go wrong with that, right?
That's all you need.
There it is. All-out blitz. Just to get a little taste of what else is going on around the conference this weekend, and we're going to dive into the Fresno State situation. We appreciate Mark Phillippe joining us. And in the second half of the show, we're going to talk to wide receiver Devontae Boyd. Other games, Navy is traveling to Air Force. New Mexico is hosting San Jose State. Nevada's at Hawaii, and San Diego State will be at South Alabama. Of course, San Diego State a ranked team right now. In addition to the Rebels hosting Fresno State for homecoming, Boise State is hosting Utah State, and Wyoming is at Colorado State. And as you look at that schedule, Coach, anything in particular that jumps out at you in terms of impression?
Well, you know, I mean, it's, you know, now conference play started, so everything matters now. I mean, you know, you get an opportunity to start 0-0, and there's a lot of good games this weekend, and, you know, it'll be curious to see how some of these things shake out. And, you know, there's a lot of teams in our conference. You know, San Diego State and Boise, you know, they're doing a heck of a job, you know, so we all got our work cut out for us, and it's going to be exciting when you get an opportunity. And but you look, and a lot of the teams in our conference kind of in the same situation we are, kind of fighting their way through it. So it'll be interesting to see how week one shakes out.
Coach, you pointed this out during one of the breaks. You also pointed it out at the press conference yesterday, that if you remove San Diego State and Boise State from the equation, the conference has lost 15 out of 24 games. Why, in your opinion, is the conference somewhat down at this point?
You know, I wouldn't know. I don't know everyone else's situation. You know, I'm only familiar with ours. You know, I mean, the bottom line is, you know, you got to recruit at a high level and you got to develop at a high level. And, you know, in a conference like ours, you have to avoid injuries, which is hard to do because I don't think anybody has too much depth. That's a big, big deal. And then quarterback play is one of the biggest things. I mean, you know, if you're going to win at any level, I think it's been proven so many times, you have to have consistency at the quarterback spot. So if you have those things, you got a chance to win games. And but you know what? It's a good conference, you know, and we've won some big games. And, you know, it's, you know, continuing to move forward. A lot of our teams play a lot of Power 5 games. So sometimes when you look at the record, it's not always indicative because you're going out and you're playing a lot of those money games early on. You know, Boise and San Diego State has gotten to a point now where they go out and win them. You know, they didn't, and they've been pretty consistent doing that. So that's what we all need to build towards, you know. But, you know, I can only speak to the situation of the Rebels and what we're, you know, what we're trying to build here. And, you know, and we all know where we're coming from. So a lot of teams are kind of like us. You know, you're trying to build and, you know, get to that next hump and, you know, overcome a lot of obstacles.
When you talk about building, one of the other questions that came up during the press conference has to do with the mindset surrounding the culture of the team, where there was a time, you know, when maybe a game like the Idaho game, people might shrug and just move on and be a little dismissive of it. But and Mark Phillippe answered this question during the press conference, and you touched on it also, where now the Rebels have a different level of expectation. And Mark was saying that on Sunday, there were no happy campers around that area at all.
No, there's a fog. When you walk into the building on a Sunday after a game, you know, where you didn't win, and, you know, it's the same fog we felt against UCLA, the same fog we felt against Central Michigan. So, you know, our guys have an expectation where they want to go out and they want to be rewarded for their hard work, and we're learning how to do that, you know, and obviously you're sitting there at 1-3. You've had some, you know, tough Sundays walking in the building, you know, and it hurts, and you can really see that, especially when you have a group of guys that's so young. I mean, there's so many young guys on our roster. We don't ever want to let them become comfortable or be okay with it. That's really where the change comes from. I mean, we're working hard. We're doing a lot of great things, and, you know, we're continuing to get better. You know, it's got to show in the win column eventually, right? So complacency can just kill you. If people walk in and they can get over it fast and move on too fast, that's not good. Now, you can't let it linger too long either, so it's a fine balancing act. But, no, you walk in, I mean, there's a lot of people, you know, and the thing about it is nobody's pointing fingers. Everyone's owning their own mistakes and the things that they did, and coaches included. And, you know, and that's a great thing right now because everybody's in this whole thing together. So, you know, we just got to battle through and go out there and get a win this week.
Yeah, I think owning it is the key too. So as a staff, you guys look at the young'uns and then everybody basically involved with the team and say, okay, in practice, man, these guys, they're great. They're doing what they're taught, and, you know, technique, and they're using that. But then under the lights, maybe technique kind of goes down because I know the deep passes probably weren't played the way that you guys are coaching them to play those plays. And it's wonder, you wonder, where's the loss in translation from practice to game day?
You know, I think it's a confidence issue, to be honest with you. When you're a corner and, you know, or safety, you know, especially on those outside perimeter deep ball throws, you know, and everybody teaches us. It's no mystery. I mean, when you're turning and you're running, right, and you got your eyes on the wide receiver, if I got my hand on the hip, if I can tell you, first of all, we've got to get our hands down. Sometimes they're too high. If I can touch the hip, I'm in position to play the ball. I must turn and play the football. When you see a guy with the hand on the hip and he's in perfect position, he's not playing, he's got a confidence issue.
Okay.
He's afraid at that point to turn around and make a play on the ball. So we were one-on-ones all week, and all we did was we ran deep posts, we ran deep verticals and dropouts. That's the only thing we did. We did, you know, we've done 8 minutes a day. Every day we got another one tomorrow. And the whole thing is just training those guys to be comfortable in transitional hips, maintaining speed and playing with your eyes. If we do those things, we're going to be in better position to make plays on those things. So we got guys in position. They just got to be confident, you know, to turn around, play with your eyes, and play the football. So, you know, if we get better at that, it's going to help quite a bit. Now, a lot of those guys are, you know, it's tough. You know, you got Huff out there, and he's a sophomore right now. You got Jalen Miles is a sophomore out there right now. I mean, you got guys that are, you know, that are young, and they got to learn to make those plays and be confident in themselves. We'll get better at it.
Yeah. And that's the thing. I mean, it's practice, and maybe the confidence is higher there. And you make a mistake, it's practice, and you'll get coached up and film session. But in the game, as a young player, wow, under the lights, I mean, that's when you really start to find out about somebody, too, a little bit more. And so it's up to that player, too, to kind of push themselves to be more confident out there.
Well, no doubt. And here's the deal, too. And, you know, because you've played at the highest level. So you know, I've got the tendency always to, you know, blame, you know, hey, it's us, it's on the coach, we got to do a better job. And, you know, we do. But we're also doing some things, you know, at a high level. And the players have got to be accepting of the coaching. And not, and they are accepting, but they also got to be accountable for the things that they're not doing.
Right.
And they have to come in with a commitment to do those things better. You know, it's one thing to talk about, and the kid sits there and looks at you and goes, like, okay, yes, coach, okay, I got you, coach. You don't do it, then that means you're, this is all lip service. You know, you've got to do it in practice. You've got to think about it. You know, you got to come in and work at it. We need to see those skills developing and you making a conscious effort to do so. And it's not just the deep ball. You know, it's offensive line maintaining double teams. It's working up and communicating. You know, it's defensively, you know, maintaining your gap, you know, not being out of position. It's like we talked about the crossing routes, understanding where your help's coming from, where your next threat's coming to. So it's really developing that entire football IQ. And you know, when you have a bunch of young guys, you know, in certain situations, they got to develop it a lot faster because youthfulness isn't an excuse. It's just a reason. We got to figure this out.
Tony Sanchez Radio Show continues along with Mike Pritchard, and we're going to take another break and come back a lot more with the coach. We have a whole second half of the show to go, which will include a conversation with wide receiver Devontae Boyd. This is the Rebel IMG Sports Network.
Don't just say you're a diehard fan. Show it. Nissan's giving you the chance to win a custom-wrapped 2017 Titan decked out in your school's official colors. To enter, go to diehardfan.com/sweepstakes, and you could turn your garage into the ultimate fan cave. Nissan Titan. Take on game day. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Starts 9/1/16 at 12:00 a.m. EDT and ends on 10/23/16 at 11:59:59 p.m. EDT. Open to residents of the USDC. 18 and over. Official rules, visit www.diehardfan.com/sweepstakes. Sponsor Nissan North America, Inc.
A Subway panini is special because under a hot panini press, all the flavors meld deliciously. Take the ingredients from our salami caprese panini, for example.
Thick sliced fresh mozzarella.
Premium Genoa salami.
Creamy pesto.
Fresh spinach.
And tomatoes.
On Italian bread.
Pressed.
And grilled.
To perfection.
To melt.
The cheese.
And get a golden
brown
crust.
Come to Subway and see how we press and
meld these delicious flavors together.
Right before your eyes. Our new chef-inspired panini collection. The Dijon chicken cordon bleu, the salami caprese, and the triple cheese. Subway. Limited time only at participating restaurants.
We were born to sob, to shudder and shriek, to jump up, crack up, scream our lungs out, and be left speechless. The all-new Contour from Cox. It's cable TV reimagined to get you right to the good stuff. Available with residential customers in select Cox service areas. Advertised features available with Cox Contour 2 digital receiver. Professional installation required. Other conditions apply.
This is Mike Maniscalco, host of College Sports Now on TuneIn. Every Monday through Friday from 10 until noon Eastern, it's the college football show for college football fans. We'll keep you in the know all season long, coast to coast, with great guests from the coaches who design the plays to the players that make them. And our insiders break down everything from practices all the way up to the title game. From our insiders to your input, we've got you covered. College Sports Now, Monday through Friday, 10 until noon Eastern on TuneIn.
Rebel fans, send your questions to Coach Sanchez via text. Text BAR, then your question to 71855. Now, back to Born and Raised and your host, Russ Langer.
Back to Born and Raised, where they've gotten very much vastly improved. It didn't need to be improved that much, but they improved their TV watching experience with the audio. And already we've talked about the menu before. You got to come in and experience Born and Raised, the official home of the Rebels on the road. We had an app-a-thon here with all kinds of apps being ordered by everybody at the table here, and it's been just huge. And so come on in, enjoy Born and Raised, the official home of the Rebels on the road. Cannot beat it. Two locations right here, Warm Springs between Buffalo and Durango, St. Rose and Eastern. Want to remind you also the Les Olson Company is a longtime sponsor of the Rebels, and they make copiers and printers the MVP of your office. Les Olson Company, your business empowered. And Rebel fans, college hockey is alive and well in Las Vegas as your UNLV men's ice hockey team will battle Arizona State at T-Mobile Arena on Sunday, October 9th at 12 noon. All tickets can be purchased at www.rebelhockey.com. Want to remind you that the Rebel game this coming Saturday, homecoming at Sam Boyd Stadium with a 7:32 kickoff time. And so, Coach, we've kind of exhausted what went on the past week. The Fresno State Bulldogs, yep. Your impressions?
You know, they're an athletic team. They got a lot of length on the outside. They run real well, both offensively and defensively. You know, they've struggled to this point running the football a little bit. You know, we have to make sure that that continues to kind of make them more one-dimensional. Their quarterback, Chase Vigil, he's a good runner. He hurt us a little bit last year, and, you know, and you can tell that he does a good job of getting out into the perimeter, so we got to go ahead and maintain him. And then offensively, you know, the biggest thing for us is, you know, eliminate turnovers and be consistent the way we've been in running the football to let Dalton Snead settle into this game, and then you can get more aggressive with them as the game goes on. So I think if we do those things, play well on special teams, you know, I think we have a great opportunity again.
Why Dalton Snead over Kurt Palandek?
You know, he's 100% in every phase. I mean, he just, you know, Kurt's still not, I mean, he's capable of throwing the ball right now, but you can see he still kind of, you know, nurses it a little bit running the football, and that's his kind of bread and butter is being a runner, you know. So he's still not 100% comfortable with it yet, and you can kind of see that. I think as we get into this game and he plays a little bit and he gets a little bit more reps, it'll start to develop. And, you know, because of that whole situation, Dalton's been getting all of the two reps the last bunch of weeks. So we've seen him in depth get better and better and better. He's got a live arm, runs the ball really well, confident kid. And, you know, that was a decision we made.
What, for the benefit of some of the fans who obviously are not that familiar with him, what are some of the things that characterize Dalton Snead as a player? What style does he bring?
He's a high-energy guy. He is, he kind of walks to his own beat. I mean, when we told the team that, you know, he was dead in the start, you know, they all went nuts, you know. And because, I mean, he's a different dude. You know, he comes out of Arizona, he's got the long hair, and he's got, you know, always wearing the ball cap and loves football, and he's just a high energy guy. He wants to be a coach, you know, one day. So he comes in all the time, and he's got all these plays written up, and kind of like the water boy. You know, remember that hidden notebook that they had?
Right.
You know, he's got his book. He does. He walks around with a book of plays he's accumulating for the future. So he's a funny kid, but no, he's going to bring high energy, I'll tell you that much.
Well, that's going to be needed too. I mean,
yeah.
That's something that I knew as a coaching staff you guys probably want, and maybe that'll invigorate and bring more confidence to the guys too. Or they rally around a young player or inexperienced player and say, look, we need to help out Dalton Snead, and then everybody raises the level of the game.
No doubt, and I think they will. I mean, I think the older guys all want him to do real well, and as young as we are, I mean, again, you know, when I talk about, when you look at sheer numbers on our team, I mean,
yeah,
the overwhelming majority are freshmen and sophomores, and he's in that group, so he kind of grew up with all these guys, you know, so there's that whole group of guys, and, you know, some of them are red shirts, and some of them still haven't started playing yet, but, you know, he's their guy because they all came in together, so they're fired up for him, and they'll rally around him.
Also, Rebel fans will look at the fact that Fresno State, they lost a double overtime football game.
Yeah.
But yet they still had a 31-0 lead, I believe, right? It was that 31-0 against Tulsa. So watching the tape, I mean, what did you see out there from Fresno State?
Well, you know, it's kind of an interesting deal. I mean, like their first play from scrimmage, you know, they call the running back runs into the quarterback as he's throwing, and the ball skips off the ground, but it's a behind-the-ball back pass right to a receiver's arm. The whole defense stops, and he takes off and runs 50 yards for a touchdown. So kind of a crazy deal. I mean, it's one of the crazier plays I've seen. But, that, you know, they jumped out. There was 10 minutes left in the second quarter, and they were up 31-0.
Mm.
So it wasn't like – I mean, they were up right away, and slowly but surely that thing just started evaporating. So they played explosive early. They got some turnovers, did some really good things. But they, you know, they had a very similar Saturday night, different Saturday night, but a similar Saturday night to us. I mean, as hard as it was getting down and going to overtime and, you know, not coming out with the win, I mean, that was, you know, lightly devastating for us, you know. And then for them to have a 31-point lead and then at the end of the game to lose, I mean, that's a tough deal to tough thing to deal with. So I think we're both kind of trying to get ourselves back on stable ground.
All right, now they're 122nd in the nation in preventing the rush. So I would guess that's huge, right? You don't have to be Sherlock Holmes to figure that
yeah.
one out.
Well, you know, it's one of those things where you can't get overconfident. Again, we've, you know, I think we're number 14 in the nation right now rushing the football, so we've, you know, done a really good job there. But we have to maintain that. You know, when you start to have that type of success and you start to rack up those numbers, and, you know, Lexington now has had 300-100-yard games in a row, people are going to start to try to take that away. And I think what's going to happen is, you know, knowing that there's a young quarterback in there, I wouldn't be surprised to see some loaded boxes early on in the game. So if that happens, as much as I say we need to get him comfortable, we have to take some shots. We haven't taken many shots the last couple of weeks, and we've talked about that as a staff. We need to be a little bit more aggressive, throwing the deep ball out in the perimeter and things like that. And So we'll see what they give us, you know. But, you know, regardless, you know, if we talk about being a running team and being a physical team and creating a physical brand of football here in Las Vegas, then we have to run the football. We have to maintain that. So regardless of what they do, we have to do a good job of being able to run the football.
That'll take some of the heat off Dalton right away, if they can, right?
It does, and it takes heat off your defense, too. It matches things up. I mean, you know, when you can put a couple first downs in a row and let those guys collect themselves. And, I mean, when you watch our game, and, you know, we stat all this stuff out. When we get a first down, our defense's percentage of getting a three and out increases by 40-some-odd percent, you know? And so you look at that, it's like three and outs kill your defense. They go right back on the field, especially with tempo nowadays. But the way we're able to run the football, you see our defenses, I mean, they do a really good job after we have long drives. I mean, you get the overwhelming majority, I think 80-some-odd percent of our three and outs are after we've had at least two consecutive first downs, you know? So it's all relative, you know? I mean, being able to run the football allows you to throw the ball because you get more one-high safeties. It allows you to play better defense because guys got rested up. Changes field position so your special teams become better. So it's something we have to maintain doing.
All right, we got our next break coming up with head coach Tony Sanchez. And then after the break, we'll have our conversation with wide receiver Devontae Boyd, get a little bit of an idea about his background growing up in New Orleans and his role, his very important role on this Rebel team and bouncing back. He had the disappointing game against Central Michigan, played much better in the last game against Idaho, and what he sees ahead for the team against Fresno State. That'll be coming up after this break, our chat with Devontae Boyd, and then a lot more with the coach as we have the Tony Sanchez Radio Show, live from Born and Raised, the official home of the Rebels on the road. And this is the Rebel IMG Sports Network.
Rebel fans, I'm Rebel football head coach Tony Sanchez, and I want to invite you to Born and Raised, the official home of the Rebels on the road.
With our 160-inch high-def projection screen, TVs on our dog-friendly patio, great Coors Light specials, and an award-winning menu for all Rebel games, why would you go anywhere but Born and Raised?
Located on Warm Springs between Buffalo and Durango, and now open in Henderson on St. Rose and Eastern.
Ask now about reserving the bungalow for your next private party or game.
Go Rebs.
Some dealers talk about it, some dream about it. Most thought it impossible, but one just did it in every single month for all of 2015. First in new car sales, first in certified pre-owned. Out of 71 dealers in the Denver six-state region, Findlay Toyota finished first in every single category in sales and first in service. That's a perfect season. And the first time it's ever been done. Come see why. Findlay Toyota will do anything to sell you a car.
Emerald Island Casino, the jewel of Henderson, Nevada's only all-penny casino. The locals' number one choice since 2003. Like a typical island, it seems far away, but it's paradise. Emerald Island Casino, where you can win while winning with their everyday real cash bonuses. Your rewards points can be used locally for everything from pizza to car washes. And the Emerald Island Grill is open 24/7 whenever you're hungry. Emerald Island Casino, 120 Market Street in the heart of downtown Henderson.
For up-to-date breaking news on your UNLV Rebels, there's no better source than UNLVRebels.com, the official website of UNLV Athletics. UNLVRebels.com provides detailed content and results on all your favorite Rebel teams, with innovative photos, live game and coaches show broadcasts, and in-depth interviews about your Rebels. UNLVRebels.com is your complete online source for sports news when you just have to know. Go to the source. Go to UNLVRebels.com.
The Tony Sanchez Show continues on the Rebel IMG Sports Network. Now back to Born and Raised and the voice of the Rebels, Russ Langer.
UNLV wide receiver Devontae Boyd is our guest on this edition of the show. Devontae, discuss, if you would, from the beginning, your childhood, and then what are some of the things that led to your interest in the game?
I started playing football when I was six, youth football, and you know, just playing in the neighborhood. Growing up playing in the neighborhood with a lot of my friends, playing tackle, you know, just on the field, no equipment. And then my mom signing me up for youth football when I was six, all the way up till I was about 13 and 14. And you know, I've just been playing ever since and just found the love for it.
And when you were playing at that age, did you play different positions, or did you take to being a receiver right away?
Yeah, I started off at running back when I was six, all the way up to about 10. And then when I made 11, I started getting taller, and the coaches told me that they were gonna move me into slot. And at that time, I didn't really know what a slot was, so I was mad, but then they was telling me, you know, I could run it and I could catch it, and I was like, all right. And then when I made about 12, 13, got you know, way more taller, and then they just stuck me on the outside and was like, you know, you could be a really good receiver. So ever since then, I've just been playing receiver.
All right. Now, where you were growing up, was there a player or a team that you really liked, you kind of patterned yourself after it all?
Like in the NFL?
Yeah.
No, but I mean, I grew up in New Orleans, so I'm a big Saints fan, yeah. You know. So, I mean, that's about it. You know, I didn't really pattern myself after them. I mean, when I was young, I was just watching the game. I wasn't really trying to be like any of those guys. I was just happy to go watch the Saints play.
All right. Now, when the time came for you to choose a school out of high school, what were some of the factors that went into you coming here?
A lot to do with my uncle being here. And I was out here for about 4 years with him, so I was going to Rebel games and coming to UNLV for passing tournaments, 7-on-7s, you know, and I just wanted to stay here. You know, I like it here. My uncle's here, and I mean, my uncle had a big spot in me coming to UNLV.
Devontae Boyd is our guest on this edition of the show. Devontae, wide receiver, of course, for the Rebels. Devontae, expand on that for a moment about your uncle's influence on you in as far as the game and maybe in some other ways.
My uncle never had. He doesn't have any kids, so him having me out here was like a, you know, like real special to him, and I could tell because after practice me and him would do things one on one, you know, that he never got to do with anybody, and he was happy that I was here, and I was happy that he was doing it with me because I didn't have anybody back in New Orleans really taking that one-on-one time out with me. So when I got here, he was, you know, working me in the backyard, working me on the field because it was just me and him. So it was a lot of time spent in and out, and he was a big-time Rebels fan too. So, you know, when I came here, he was like, you know, we're going to UNLV, we're going to this game, we're going here, we're going this. You know, I mean, UNLV shirt, you know, so I grew to love UNLV. He, you know, was already out here. He already loved UNLV, so, you know.
And what about the mental side of the game? Is your uncle maybe somebody else who has helped you quite a bit deal with that part of it?
I would say Coach C and Devontae Davis helped me out a lot. You know, Coach C helped me out. Anytime I go in his office, he'll sit down and cut on film with me if I ask him to and help me out. And Devontae will help me with coverages and different things, and, you know, just learning and seeing how guys are playing me and how they're trying to confuse me, you know, in different ways, and, you know, things that I didn't know coming in my freshman year. You know, Devontae helped me out a lot, you know, to pick up on those things so I could play faster and I could know what I'm doing.
Now let's talk about the team for a moment. Obviously a very disappointing loss against Idaho in overtime. What are some of the things the team needs to do that they need to patch up at this point?
I think we just need to execute better in the fourth quarter, you know, and I mean, that's pretty much it. Just go out there and execute and, you know, play our game.
Now, you came off the Central Michigan game, which was a tough game for a lot of the players, and I know it was disappointing for you. And you came back and much more the type of performance that the fans have come to expect from Devontae Boyd this last game against Idaho. Discuss, if you would, Devontae, confidence level, what it takes, and what are some of the things that go on behind that?
I mean, you know, a lot of people counting on you. You know, the teammates, a lot of my teammates, you know, because I'm a junior now, so there's a lot of young guys that I know that are counting on me, you know, to go out there and make a play, you know, to start it off. You gotta have confidence in yourself to go out there and make a play because, I mean, especially if you're a leader in your position group, like I'm the leader in my position group, so, I mean, if I don't have confidence, then who gonna have it, you know, but if those guys see me with confidence and stepping out there, like, you know, I'm gonna make this play, then they go out there and make the plays. Like Makai go out there and make a play. Darren Woods goes out there and make a play because, I mean, you know, you have to have confidence, you know, being in the spot that I'm in. And I mean, you got to go out there and put it on the line for your teammates. You know, it's a lot of pressure, but, I mean, that's what makes it fun.
Finally, coming up, Fresno State. You're back home again, homecoming game. Discuss from what you've seen on film and other things, you know, what you expect from this game this weekend.
I expect those guys to come out and play hard. You know, I know they came off a crazy game, and I know they're going to have a chip on their shoulder, and they're going to come out and be fired up, you know. And I know they're going to play hard. I remember going against the secondary last year, and they came out and played real hard. So I know that's what I'm expecting, them to come out with the A game and for us to come out with our A game.
Devontae, thanks a bunch for the time. I appreciate it.
No problem.
Devontae Boyd, Rebel wide receiver, our guest on this portion of the show, back with a whole lot more coming up right after this.
At Brio, we know how important eating well and living well is to our guests. That's why Brio is excited to offer our lighter side of Tuscany menu with all items 550 calories or less. Not only are these creations light and flavorful, but they are true to the experience you've come to know as distinctly, deliciously Brio. So join us at Tivoli Village or Town Square for lunch or dinner and experience the lighter side of Tuscany today.
There's a company out there dedicated to renewable energy for Nevada. A company utilizing 40 solar, wind, geothermal, and other projects across the state, adding jobs and providing enough clean energy to power 750,000 homes at once. So just who is this company providing so much renewable energy for Nevada? Well, you might be surprised. It's NV Energy.
This is Mike Maniscalco, host of College Sports Now on TuneIn. Every Monday through Friday from 10 until noon Eastern, it's the college football show for college football fans. We'll keep you in the know all season long, coast to coast, with great guests from the coaches who design the plays to the players that make them. And our insiders break down everything from practices all the way up to the title game. From our insiders to your input, we've got you covered. College Sports Now, Monday through Friday, 10 until noon Eastern on TuneIn.
Hi, Russ Langer here. As the voice of your UNLV Rebels, I see the fans' passion for our hometown team come to life each Saturday in the fall. UPS shares this same passion for helping businesses turn a challenge into a solution, because they're not just in the shipping business, they're in the problem-solving business. Visit ups.com/solvers to see how UPS can help your team find the winning formula. UPS, official logistics company of UNLV Athletics.
Live from Born and Raised, it's the Tony Sanchez Show on the Rebel IMG Sports Network. Alongside the coach, here's the voice of the Rebels, Russ Langer.
And Born and Raised has the greatly enhanced television viewing experience between the TVs, the new audio. Come on out and check it out. Born and Raised, the official home of the Rebels on the road. Warm Springs between Buffalo and Durango and St. Rose and Eastern. Looking for a new car, truck, or SUV? Come by Findlay Chevrolet, located in the southwest at the 215 in South Rainbow, Nevada's number one volume Chevrolet dealer. We have the largest selection of new and pre-owned Chevrolets in the state. Come by today and see why thousands have made the switch to Findlay Chevrolet. Findlay Chevrolet, 215 in South Rainbow, or visit at FindlayChevy.com. Find new roads. And a reminder to make sure everybody knows how much they're appreciated as far as Las Vegas is concerned for making your city one of the select cities across America that has hosted a college football bowl game every season for the past 25 years. As the Las Vegas Bowl celebrates this quarter century milestone, we invite you to be a part of this regularly sold out event. The date this year, mark your calendar, Saturday, December 17th, when teams from the Pac-12 and Mountain West face off at Sam Boyd Stadium. Tickets are on sale now at lvbowl.com. 25 years of college football, Vegas style. It's the Las Vegas Bowl. As we get set for the Rebel game this Saturday against Fresno State, the homecoming game. Fresno State has a couple of players in its current roster who played for Coach Sanchez at Bishop Gorman. What about that, Coach? What about those guys?
Yeah, they're great. Robert Stanley and Nello Tocolo, great kids. You know, had a lot of great memories with them, and it'll be good to see them. You know, so excited to – I'm sure they're excited to be back in Vegas. We'll be excited to see them.
All right. Now, as far as the game itself, again, the last two games in this series of the Bulldogs decided by 3 points each. The Rebels beat Fresno State 2 years ago, last time Fresno State was here. And, of course, one of the things the Rebels are going to hope to do Saturday is wipe off the bitter aftertaste from what happened last year. A two-touchdown lead in the fourth quarter. All of a sudden, that rainstorm. Holy Toledo.
Yeah, it was that was a tough evening. You know, I mean, getting ready to go into a bye week, and you know, he played some good football for a couple of weeks. Lost an overtime game the week before, and you know, going there and having that 14-point lead and seeing it disappear, and then getting the ball at the end with a chance to, you know, go back and go up. And I think Coach Druder made fun of it in our preseason press conference, right? He said, hopefully we play a good game, we get a little rain. So, yeah, that was unfortunate. That was a tough one. So we talked about that with the team this week too, though. I mean, it's, you know, we felt like that was a big, you know, pivotal moment in our season last year. And, you know, we're excited about getting out there and making that right.
Yeah, I mean, Fresno State, they're still a 3-4 defense. Or are they doing something?
They are.
No,
they're still an odd front. They have a new defensive coordinator, okay. So they're doing some different things on the back end. They play more one high.
Yeah.
They used to play a little bit more quarters and two, and you know, they're more one high. You know, man. But they're aggressive. You know, they're not blitzing with the same frequency they did last year. So there's some subtle differences.
Yeah, but adjustment on the way during the game, certainly with a new quarterback, young quarterback.
Yep.
I mean, Coach DeRuiter, defensive minded coach himself. You saw Idaho. A lot of fans saw Idaho moving around on defense. I don't know if you guys are expecting the same kind of thing from Fresno State this week.
Yeah, you know what? It's one of those deals, too. You know, if they do that, then you have to be able to run the football.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? If they're going to go ahead and, you know, and be in that odd front and move a lot of guys around on the back end, you know, you got to run the football, run it early and run it well to get them out of that type of stuff. You know, and, you know, we kind of came out with a, you know, balanced offense, you know, in the first half last week. And, you know, and once we settled down and said, all right, just commit it. Let's just run the football to settle our quarterback down. We were fine doing so, but, you know, probably should have started off that way.
Another note before we take our last break on the Rebel offensive line, which we touched on it earlier. They're opening holes for the nation's right. Right now the Rebels are 13th ranked in terms of the rushing attack, but they're also tied for 7th in the nation for fewest quarterback sacks allowed, which is 2 after giving up 33 last year.
Yeah, Coach Garrison does a phenomenal job. I mean, he is just a lights-out football coach, and he's done a great job with an extremely, extremely young offensive lineman. There's only one senior in the group, and he's our center, Will Kreitler, you know, and he's a great one, and he is. But when you look at what he's done with a bunch of redshirt freshmen and freshmen, you know, a junior splashed in here and there, and you know, he's done a really good job of protecting the quarterback and, you know, sustaining the run.
All right, we're going to take our final break and come back with our remaining moments with head coach Tony Sanchez and the Tony Sanchez Radio Show, live from Born and Raised, the official home of the Rebels on the road. Back with more right after this on the Rebel IMG Sports Network.
When you're driving, do you ever wonder what's just beyond the horizon? A secluded beach? A great hiking spot? A mom-and-pop diner you've never been to before? AAA Insurance gives you the freedom to chase the horizon knowing AAA has your back. Get an insurance quote today, and AAA will give you a free road trip day pack for all your adventures. Visit a AAA branch, call 1-800-JOIN-AAA, or go to AAA.com/roadtrip to get a quote. Offer good through September 30th. One day pack per household while supplies last. Certain restrictions apply.
You couldn't miss that wedding, birthday party, or whatever event you felt obligated to attend. So you missed the game. And more importantly, the game program. Not to worry. IMGproducts.net has got you covered with official programs and yearbooks from many of the nation's top schools, plus conference and NCAA championships. Visit our new IMGproducts.net website to browse the hundreds of publications available. IMGproducts.net. We've got you covered.
For up-to-date breaking news on your UNLV Rebels, there's no better source than UNLVRebels.com, the official website of UNLV Athletics. UNLVRebels.com provides detailed content and results on all your favorite Rebel teams, with innovative photos, live game, and coaches show broadcasts, and in-depth interviews about your Rebels. UNLVRebels.com is your complete online source for sports news when you just have to know. Go to the source. Go to UNLVRebels.com.
This is Mike Maniscalco, host of College Sports Now on TuneIn. Every Monday through Friday from 10 until noon Eastern, it's the college football show for college football fans. We'll keep you in the know all season long, coast to coast, with great guests from the coaches who design the plays to the players that make them. And our insiders break down everything from practices all the way up to the title game. From our insiders to your input, we've got you covered. College Sports Now, Monday through Friday, 10 until noon Eastern on TuneIn.
The Tony Sanchez Show continues on the Rebel IMG Sports Network. Now back to Born and Raised and the voice of the Rebels, Russ Langer.
along with Mike Pritchard and head coach Tony Sanchez as we wrap up things on this edition of the Tony Sanchez Radio Show. 7:32 p.m. kickoff at Sam Boyd Stadium this Saturday as conference play begins for the Rebels, who have a chance now to wipe away the disappointment from last night's game. If Rebels can win this game, Coach, obviously everything flips.
Absolutely, because you're in conference and you're 1-0, and that's the big thing. So that's what we focus on this week. Preseason's over, you know, those are games you all want to win, but now we're really fighting for conference championships, and you know, and there's still that bowl game out there too, so we got to chip away at it one at a time, and this would be great to get ourselves going. So homecoming game, you know, I understand, you know, we got a lot of tickets sold, a little over 20,000 already right now. Our crowd's been great all year. Yep. So you know, I know it's frustrating at times, but that's all part of this new era, people sticking with us and, you know, buying in and being there, you know, for these boys. So we're gonna make them proud, I'm telling you.
Yeah, I think Rebel fans are gonna hang in there and stick in there. I mean, there's no reason not to. Yes, it was disappointing, but what you said today, and certainly what you said all week, is the guys, you guys owned it, and now you're working out there to get better, and everybody can appreciate that, certainly. And so Saturday night, get out there. It's a blackout. It's homecoming.
Beautiful night.
And yeah, it's going to be beautiful. So yeah, support the Rebels in that football game.
Absolutely.
All right, Coach, we appreciate it. Good luck to you.
Thank you. Go Rebs.
Go Rebs. Pritch, we will be seeing you pretty soon, and we're going to crank it up and get going.
Let's go. Kick it off.
You got to get some more of that spicy stuff and blow all that stuff out.
That should be gone by then.
Yeah, it's getting better already. All right, once again, the Rebels against Fresno State this Saturday at 7:32 at Sam Boyd Stadium. Both Fresno State and the Rebels 1-3 kicking off Mountain West Conference action. Want to thank our entire production crew and thank you all very sincerely for tuning into this one. And again, this Saturday, tune in and show up at Sam Boyd Stadium. Rebels and Fresno State. Have a great evening, and thanks for listening, everybody. This is the Rebel IMG Sports Network.
You've been listening to the Tony Sanchez Show on the Rebel IMG Sports Network, presented by Findlay Toyota. We'll do anything to sell you a car. Tune in each week for the latest on your UNLV Rebels. The Tony Sanchez Show is also brought to you by Born and Raised, the official home of the Rebels on the Road. Country Financial. Take charge of owning your future with Country Financial. Call your local rep at 1-866-COUNTRY or visit ownyourfuture.com. And the Energy is proud to sponsor the Governor.